Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
John Kufos, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, these organizations with which you are involved, what are these about?
Sure. So Right on Crime has been at the forefront of criminal justice reform. Based in Texas, as part of the Texas Public Policy Foundation, Right on Crime's made the conservative case for criminal justice reform for many, many years. And as a result of the national efforts, Right on Crime has gotten into everything from bail reform to smart sentencing reform to civil asset forfeiture is a big deal. It runs the gamut. These are policies that Right on Crime takes up in the focusing on public safety first, right? That's the first thing the criminal justice system is there to do for us, to keep us safe. Then from there, how to make a smarter system. Now, the reforms Right on Crime worked on in Texas, which, of course, no one will accuse of being a soft on crime state, resulted in the savings of billions of dollars, the closure of 8 prisons, and the lowest crime rate Texas has seen in a long time. Now, the Safe Streets and Second Chances Project is a collaborative between Florida State University, Right on Crime, and the Charles Koch Foundation. And the idea is we're in 50 prisons in 4 states, Texas, Florida, Kentucky, and Louisiana. We're going to expand to 5 more next year. And what we're doing is we're testing an evidence-based reentry model in the prisons, and then we're helping states and the federal government work together to streamline reentry policy, again, prioritizing public safety.
All right, let me suggest what is going to happen here, and you can tell me the extent to which I'm wrong. What I see is a pendulum that swings back and forth, right? And we have these different eras where we are at one point soft on crime and at another point seen as being arbitrary and too tough on some crime. Right now, the pendulum may be swinging back in that other direction to the point where at some point, and here's what I'm afraid of in all of this criminal justice reform, all of this bail reform and prison reform, whatever the intent, at some point is going to be some spike in the crime rate, some horrific, highly publicized national crime or series of crimes where we all begin to collectively suggest that we're getting too soft on crime, and then the pendulum swings back in the other direction. We'll just keep doing this over and over again.
Well, you know, my response to that would be that I hope that, you know, as time goes on, we've learned a lot more about the what makes crime in different places, right? We know a lot more now than we did when Bill Clinton proposed the Clinton crime bill, which caused many of the problems that the president's trying to fix. So I think that, yeah, with the pendulum is going to swing, I think, and it does in every field, right? Not just criminal justice. Wherever there's, you know, big media hit on something, people start clamoring for reaction because they get afraid, as you mentioned, as we started this segment. But, you know, that's why the First Step Act, I think, is different, because it starts out with an individualized reentry plan. So think about going to a hospital. If you fell when you walked out of the studio and broke your legs, the current prison system is essentially the equivalent of sitting you in a waiting room, letting the break heal the wrong way, and then telling you to go walk. That's obviously not going to work for anyone. So what the First Step Act does is it'll start a real individualized reentry program, which is the same thing we're doing at Safe Streets and Second Chances. And then from there, evidence-based programming, which is intended to reduce recidivism. So real programming, drug programming, real job programming with real skills you could get on the street. Mentorship, faith-based mentorship coming in. So all of those things are going on now to achieve a better result. So I think we're going to see a better result. And in addition, this bill excludes, you know, virtually all of the crimes that one would expect to be excluded. You know, sex offenses, you know, violent offenses, et cetera.
Again, John Kufos with us. We're talking about this congressional initiative, presidential initiative. And as I've said, and I think I'm right in remembering it this way, that much of what Governor Deal here has done here, the legislature has done here in Georgia over the past five, six, 7 years, based on work that was done initially in Texas with that Right on Crime initiative. So what you have here, in addition to what Congress is trying to do and what the president's trying to have done, you have that 50-state laboratory in which different states get to do different things. Quickly, who's done well, who's done not so well?
So I think that, you know, again, Texas obviously has done really well. Georgia's coming around. You guys are doing very well down there. I think that, you know, Florida has a long way to go. Florida has a number of statutory barriers. They don't have parole. Florida has issues where a lot of the folks in their prisons are transient. My old home state before I moved to New Jersey is moving in the right direction. New Jersey also closed two prisons, and very innovative, Governor Christie converted one of the prisons into an inpatient drug treatment facility for low-risk offenders.
Let's go on this one, John Kufos. What do you do with those folks? And listen, it's a bumper sticker way to think about this thing. I don't care what happens to them as long as they're locked away and are away from me and mine, me and my family, me and anybody I care about. Just get them out of my way and I don't have to think about them. What do you say to those folks?
Sure. So the statistics show that nationally 95% of every inmate in every prison today across the country is coming home. So that's a statistic. That's a national statistic. They're all coming back. The question is, how do we want them coming back? I can tell you that for me, I would like people coming back with job skills, with programming skills, and with the ability to change, as opposed to coming back worse than when they went in. So when you look at it like that, when 9 out of 10 or 9.5 out of 10 are coming back anyway, we better do something positive with these folks, or we will pay the price again.
And very quickly, point me to a website. Where can folks go to learn more here?
Sure. www.rightoncrime.com. or www.safestreetsandsecondchances.com.
All right, rightoncrime.com, safestreetsandsecondchances.com. John Kufos, thanks for getting up early this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.